Hi, I'm Nikki Tomlin, and this is CypherCast Part 8. Okay, so we're about to start this crazy procedure of semi-suffocating Ty in hopes of translating the message. I don't know how this is going to work or if any of us will be alive to upload this, so I'm just going to tape this as we go, and I don't know. What will happen will happen. Right now, several hazmat-suited medical and security staff are moving acoustical shells around Ty's bed. This is for when we play the message at him over and over in a few minutes. We're going to be playing the message on this podcast. I feel like I should give you a warning about that, but if you're hearing this recording, that either means that they found a cure or you're one of the few survivors of a PA1 ravaged America. So either way, I don't know how useful a warning would even be. Right, PA1. So since last week, everyone here except for Robin and me has contracted it. Even we know it's just a matter of time. Robin has preemptively had her magic Kalpana bubbles injected so she can begin getting treatment right away when she does contract it. Maud and Jeanette are setting up the equipment they'll be monitoring during the procedure. You guys want to just, you know, tell me real quick what you're doing?
A lot of monitoring, like Maud, EKG, blood pressure, and especially this one here.
Oh, that's Kalpana's handheld thing.
Yeah, the modified V-scan. It's how we're keeping an eye on the little message infestation in Ty's medulla. So about...
Right.
Yeah, every 4 hours, we notice the shortness of breath returning. So we get another counter-signal treatment by another 4 hours of blood. You should really get the bubbles.
I know. I'm just really
scared.
I
know, but you're going to be more scared once your breath starts going. Trust me.
When do they get here?
Hi, Kalpana. Robin just texted, so she
then
should
be here.
Then let's
be ready to start her dinner.
Okay, here you go.
Okay, so Ty and Robin have been down on the lab floor, ostensibly for last-minute prep, but also we're all assuming for them to say whatever they need to say to each other before doing this stupid, stupid thing we're about to do. Kalpana, do you have a second for one question?
One.
Do you regret coming here?
I haven't slept. I'm scared. If you ask me this right now, the answer is yes.
Sorry, Kalpana.
But I can tell you something. I plan to have a different answer in an hour.
Robin's wheeling in Ty now.
Everything prepped?
It is. Thank you.
How you doing, boss?
He's conserving his energy for the
total
procedure.
Ty skipped his last treatment, so his breath is coming really slowly.
Let's wire him up.
If I could have you step up.
Yes, sorry. So what's happening now? Ty's on a rolling hospital bed, tilted, so he's sitting up. Robin's fixed him up with a keyboard like Tamara had. There's two rings around him, the six machines monitoring his vitals, and then the sound shells the hazmat people set up. And this has something to do with really concentrating the sound waves from the message onto Ty, essentially marinating him in it, if you can marinate in sound. So just outside the ring of machines, Kalpana has her ultrasound emitter on the ready to dose anyone who gets a PA1 attack during the procedure.
Okay, I'm starting in 2 minutes. So that means anyone who doesn't want to hear an earful of the message, you should be gone.
And that has all of the hazmat people leaving in a hurry.
Dr. Singh?
Yes, so what we hope to do is bring Ty as close to death as possible without actually killing him, as his asphyxia increases from repeated exposure to the message. I will administer low-level doses of counter-signal to correct the cilia and keep the mucus moving as best I can. Only Robin may make the call to turn off the counter-signal.
Damn, dude. You sure?
Thank you, Maud. I'm sure. Ready?
When you are.
Exposure 1.
man, I forgot how messed up that is.
Blood oxygen fine so far. Well, not fine.
But relatively speaking.
Yeah. Exposure 2.
Okay, Ty's typing. Here, see if voice
occurs. Let's try to maintain
occurs.
This level.
Maud, are you okay?
Just remembering what this
okay.
part's like.
Ty's typing. He's typed more?
Robin, I don't know.
It's Ty's body. He calls the plays. Exposure 3.
All right, now it's not even relative.
Ty, give us an update.
Ty's typing, but really slowly, like he's typing underwater so far. Okay, he's typed, wants me to repeat, there's a city made of song.
We're in.
If gas exchange drops one more milliliter, I'm giving him
not
a dose.
Not until I say.
He's typing, bridges suspended
at
on song.
At a certain point, we're risking brain damage.
Typing, chariots. Okay, chariots. Chariots is new.
He knows what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Chariots.
He doesn't have enough oxygen.
Chariots conveyed on
he
ripples
chemically does not
of
know
song.
What he's doing.
The whole city on a crisscross suspension of song. Okay, now he's typed more.
Robin, please, talk.
As soon as I do the exposure, you give him a hit of counter signal.
Robin,
don't. Exposure 4.
Oh, God, look at these numbers.
Are you ready?
Look at his blood oxygen.
Dr. Singh?
Yes, yes, administering CS now.
Actually...
Okay,
grab some too.
Just finishing up. Yes, come quickly, Jeanette. I thought everyone was up to date. The window must be getting shorter.
He's typing. Melodic edifices reaching beyond the clouds and every brick a verse.
All right, Dr. Singh, I want exactly this state, this level of oxygenation maintained.
Oh, shit.
Get Robin
oh, no.
here. Get her to me.
Okay, yeah, I'm trying.
Jeanette. I could have the
V-scan. Yeah, yeah, okay. Anxiety.
It's not. I got you.
Okay, so if that wasn't totally clear, Robin just suffered an onset of PA1 at basically the worst time possible.
Robin, I'm giving you 2 high amplitude bursts. It works like a short-term steroid, so we don't have to reapply during the procedure.
Okay, shit, Ty's typing. I got distracted. Okay, in every floor, on every verse of the superstructure of song... There is a vault.
A vault, that's a thing, right? Vaults of secrets. Inside, maybe we're close.
Okay, I'm good.
You want me to take the V-scan back?
Just a minute, I want a closer look at Ty.
In every vault, in every tumbler.
Guys, pulse ox is looking really bad.
Falls away in the face of the exquisite tenor.
Oh, that's interesting.
Of discovery, holy shit.
Look at his skin, Robin. You have got to call this now.
The exquisite tenor of discovery.
Like Lewis Krell.
Lewis Krell used the exact same phrase on his deathbed. So close.
He's typing more.
Dr. Singh, be ready. I'm going for exposure 5.
He's blue, Robin. He's actually blue.
Oh, I feel like we're almost there.
I know what it is.
What?
The phenomenon in the medulla. I've been looking at it wrong. It's a cavity. It's an echo chamber.
Guys, can we please focus?
Okay, he's typing. Within the vault's walls...
How does the message keep working even when we stop listening to it? Because we don't stop listening to it. That's a hollow chamber that can keep a sound echoing indefinitely. Until the host organism expires.
So why doesn't it go away when we hit it?
Wait, how do you make a bell stop ringing?
You put your hand on it.
Right. What if blasting it is not the right way to go?
The wave's too strong. It needs to be weaker, like a tap, like a touch, just enough to...
Unring the bell. For God's sake, try it.
Okay, typing, a sound held in stillness in liquid suspension.
Guys, we're in the vault. I feel like we're almost there. We might be almost at the cure.
What if that's what this is?
It doesn't matter. He wants to get to the end of this sentence. You all know Ty. You know that's what he wants.
Ty's not in charge.
One sound to entangle all the world.
His blood ox is at 40. I don't know what we're supposed to do here.
Robin, I'll do as you say.
Unring the bell. Do it.
I'm targeting at low intensity.
Jesus.
He looks worse.
He's not breathing at all.
What happened?
Too hard. I hit it too hard. I accelerated the echo. Okay, tuning down, narrowing waveform.
He's dying, guys. Guys, he's dying.
God, try. Applying again.
It's gone. The echo pocket thing, it's gone.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Oh my God!
Oh, wow.
This is good, right? The EKG, the blood
nothing. This is good, right? It's great! I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm picking up a bit later. It's, I guess it's about 90 minutes since I signed off. Didn't really feel like I should tape everyone hugging and crying. Although maybe I should have. Maybe people will be pissed later that we don't have that. Sorry, my bad. So I'm gonna sneak out in a second, leave this recording behind. Cypher can decide what to do with it. I still screwed up. Nothing that happened changes that. The least I can do for Robin is spare her firing me. But just out of curiosity, let's hear what they're saying now.
All we have are these words. I mean, look at it. Everything, everything that was whispered to me while I was under, it's all right there.
What? And every bolt and every tumbler falls away in the face of the exquisite tenor of discovery.
You're the literature PhD, Jeanette. Pretend this didn't come from aliens. What would you call it?
I mean, crap. I'd call it crap.
Yeah, it's doggerel. It's meaningless. It's a smokescreen.
Why would aliens trick us into reading garbage teenage poetry?
It's a stalling tactic. Something to keep us looking at that screen while somebody figured out the echo chamber. I mean, think about it. Why would a message just be a cure?
A cure for a disease they gave us.
Exactly.
It's like, thanks for that solution to the problem you created, Dix.
Well, unless this isn't the only application.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Unless the new work with sound waves that Kalpana did just this week. Maybe.
Holy shit. We haven't even really stepped back and looked at that, have we?
If sound waves can do everything we've seen them do just today.
Mm-hmm. What else can they do? They didn't send us a message. They sent us a tool.
Which we have because somebody made the right call at the right time.
And now everyone's looking at Robin. I think I'm going to call it a day. I think I'm going to say, I'm Nicole Tomalin, and this has been CypherCast, and I'm just...
Nikki?
Yes?
Are you leaving?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, just... I'm just going to pack up my desk, and yeah.
Okay.
It's the right thing to do. Right? Yeah, you guys aren't saying anything, so I'm going to... Yeah.
I'll be up to say goodbye in a minute.
No, no, you don't have to do that. You really don't have
it's
to
no
do
problem.
That. Okay.
Bye, Nikki.
And I'm walking away now. I don't want to put them in the position of... Look. I'm probably not going to podcast again. So for anyone who's ever listened to CypherCast, thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Nikki?
Oh, Robin. Sorry, I didn't...
I've got to get back out front, a lot of people to talk to, but I just wanted to make sure you hadn't uploaded the podcast yet.
Oh, no. I just finished putting it all on the Cypher Dropbox, but I
just because
haven't.
It still has the message on it, and Kalpin is still getting the cure out there.
Yes. I think I'm going to just let you guys have it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think my podcasting days are, I think I'm gonna just move on.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't know, you look a little odd without a mic in your hand.
Can I still ask you a question without one?
You're definitely not recording?
Nope, definitely not.
Then sure, what's your question?
Why didn't you let Ty finish typing the message? It might have been important, it might still be.
People will probably say I did it for him.
Did you?
It wasn't about him. These are our bodies. This is how we breathe.
If these aliens want to talk to us, they have to respect us.
Wow. Yeah.
If they want to talk to us, they have to respect us.
Exactly.
If you want to talk to us, you have to respect us. The exquisite tenor of discovery. The phrase both Ty and Lewis Krell used decades apart.
Yeah, that was crazy. But you know, I think my favorite part...
Yeah, but you shouldn't know that. That was in the file Eubanks gave me.
Maybe
and I didn't share it with anyone.
Well, maybe Ty...
Gave it right back to Eubanks after I read it.
Well,
and then there's the thing where you're the only person in this building who's never gotten sick. See, I keep thinking about something Ty predicted on your very first podcast. How there would be a carton of orange juice. And we'd keep looking right past it.
What do you want to have happen here, Robin?
I want you to respect me. I think I've earned it. The way I see it, the only way you could know about Krell's visions...
is if I was actually there.
Except that you weren't even born in 1968.
I was born over 700 years ago. I look different with Krell.
The civilian observer, Anders? And I'm guessing every team that's worked on the message had a civilian observer, and it was always you.
Yes.
You hacked the University of Chicago servers.
The real Nicole Tomlin died of alcohol toxicity in 2012. It takes time to create a facsimile body. We needed to explain the interval she was missing.
And if you could hack the university servers, who's to say you couldn't hack the NSA?
Neither system presented any challenge.
The death certificates. Because if I'd known all the decryptors had the same symptoms before they died, I never would have pressed play.
You needed a push. The message had been languishing for decades. You needed the disease out in the open.
Hundreds of people died. Tamara died. Ty could have died right in front of my eyes, and you could have just told us all this 70 years ago.
It's a hard lesson we've learned over a long time. Those we simply save, they don't last. Those who save themselves, they have a chance.
Save from what?
Every time a species crosses a certain threshold, we send them the message.
But you said it 70 years ago. What threshold?
Oh. Yes.
The first atomic tests.
Indicating that you were ready to think at this level, but not necessarily to implement at this level. Remember the conversation your team had just now about sound waves, their applications? What's the one thing that none of you suggested?
Using it as a weapon.
Yes.
But just because we haven't.
As of today, you have a new tool of immeasurable potential for healing and for destruction.
So now it's on us to decide how to use it. It was never a message. It was a test.
A test you have to keep taking now. Every single day.
And the podcast?
You've been able to track our transmissions for 70 years. This was the best way to send updates back to my team. Hidden in plain sight.
Then why aren't you uploading this one?
This one, I will report in person. Very shortly. In fact,
this building is surrounded by soldiers.
They can't stop me from leaving. You have my utter assurance of that.
I'll tell everyone.
If you like, I'll be gone by then. And this body will be found dead with high blood alcohol content. Whatever you tell people I said will be attributed to that.
God, that poor girl.
In 50 years, you may look back and say my use of her body
saved your race. I've changed my mind. Leave.
And then I will.
Then someone called to me from the lobby and I looked over my shoulder. When I looked back, Nikki was gone. I went to her computer and messaged Maude, made sure they'd been able to tape the whole conversation through the webcam. Then I went out front to join my team. I'm Robin Lyons. This has been CipherCast. We'll be back. The Message is a production of GE Podcast Theater in partnership with the Panoply Network. The podcast was written by Mac Rogers, directed by Rachel Walther, produced by Sarah Lilly, sound designed by Brendan Baker, and created in partnership with BBDO and The Grid. Starring
Anna Purna Sriram,
Kathy Keene,
Robert Stanton,
Meryl Jones-Williams,
Gideon Glick,
Emma Galvin,
Mithu Chalana,
Brian Haley,
Gene Jones,
Darius Homayoun.
The executive producer was Andy Bowers. Production assistants were Jacob Appet and Taylor McNulty. The prop master was Rebecca Sen, and mic operators were Alistair Ferrant and Danny Lewis. Thanks to Andrea Salenzi, Sean Aria-Lehrer, Avatar Studios, Michael Amet, Marissa Amendolia, Jenny Barish, Sarah Bentley, Laura Carenti, Alexa Kristen, Andrew Chug, Zach Dinerstein, Lucy Ford, Andy Goldberg, Tim Gunatalaka, Trevor Guthrie, Matt Heinzimmer, Dan Coys, Henry Malofsky, Laura Mayer, Jimmy Palumbo, Nick Kwa, Tim Rohn, Emily Rubin, Levi Slavin, June Thomas, and Matt Turk. All rights reserved.